Today's shir is Masechta Bava Metzia Daf Chaf Gimel, and we will begin on Daf Chaf Beis Amud Beis in Mil of the Amud. The Gemara quotes the next din of the Mishnah. The Mishnah says, "Kriches b'shus harabim hareilu shaloi." If small sheaves are found in the shus harabim, the finder may keep them. Amar Rava points out Rava that this halacha, that the kriches may be kept if they were found in shus harabim by the finder, are even by kriches b'davishesh by simon, even if they have a simon. Alma, says the Gemara, kusava Rava, the Rabbah is obviously of the opinion that simen osuli dores, a simen that could be trampled on and therefore be obliterated, lo have a simen. And the way the Rishonim agree, pshat is that they, in this simen osuli dores, lo have a simen, is that when a person loses an item, he relies on the simen. However, if it's a simen that's also l'doris, that the simen will be obliterated, the person who lost the item doesn't rely on the simen, and therefore it's not considered a valid simen. However, the Gemara cites a different opinion. Rav Amar, lo yishana el b'davar she'en bei simen. When we said, when the Mishnah said, that if the kriches were found, they may be kept by the finder, it's only kriches that don't have a simen. Ava b'davar she'esh bei simen, if the kriches have a simen, then the halacha would be chayv lahachris, that one would have to make an announcement. Because alma kusava rava, rava is obviously of the opinion that simen are also lidores, that even though the simen is likely to be trampled and obliterated, have a simen still considered a valid simen. And the way the Mefarshim explain the basis for the machlokes of Rabbah and Rava is, as we have mentioned, and we will learn again in Mitzvah Shem, there is a question if simonim have the rice or not. If simonim are valid with the rice or not. Rabbah is of the opinion that simonim are only with Rabbonim. Since simonim are only with Rabbonim, so if the simen ha'osu l'dores, then the halach is, it's not considered a valid simen. However, Rava is of the opinion that simonim are daraisa, and therefore we treat simonim much more stringently. And therefore, if the halach, therefore, even though it's a simen ha'osu l'dores, it's still considered a valid simen. Vika de masnul ha'shmatza by panavshei. And that those, says the Gemara, that don't have this machloikis of Rabbah and Rava directly in how to explain the Mishnah, rather they have this as an independent machloikis. With the machloikis being simen osli dores, a simen that's going to be obliterated. Rava Amar, Rava is of the opinion that lo have a simen, that's not considered a valid simen. For Rava Amar, and Rava is of the opinion that it is a valid simen. The Mefarshim explain what is the difference between the two versions, whether it's an independent machloikis or whether it's in the machloikis in understanding the Mishnah. Say the Mefarshim that according to this second version, Rava is of the opinion that the simen will not be obliterated. Why does he hold that the simen will not be obliterated? Because as soon as the first person finds it, he'll immediately make an announcement, make an achraza, and get it back to its owner, and therefore the simen will not be obliterated. And therefore, even in a place where there are goyim, we're going to discuss later in the shir, or animals, still the halacha will be that according to Rava, the simen will, their Rava will agree, on the contrary, that the simen is not a valid simen, because they don't have the mitzvah of Hashavas Aveda. But according to the first version, Rava will hold that even in a place where there are goyim or animals, and they don't have the chiyuv of Hashavas Aveda, still Rav is of the opinion that a simen ha'osu lidores is still a valid simen. Again, to repeat, according to the first version, Rava holds that a simen ha'osu lidores is a valid simen under all circumstances. According to the second version, we only rely on a simen ha'osu lidores in a place where we assume that there are Jews who want to be mekayim the mitzvah of Shabbos Aveda. But where we don't have that, whether a goyim or others, there even Rava will agree, according to the second version, that a simen ha'osu lidores is not a simen. To ask the Gemara, Tanan, we learned in our Mishnah, b'krichs b'shus rabim, if the krichs were found in the shus rabim, the halacha is harei ol shaloi. Then they may be kept by the finder. However, b'shus ha'yachid, if they were found in the shus ha'yachid, noit l'machris. Then the person who finds it has to be machris. Ask the Gemara, hey chidami, exactly what are the situation we're referring to? Idelas b'simen, if we're referring to kriches that don't have a simen, so the question is, b'shus ha'yochid my machris. And here we have a fundamental machloikus Rashi in Tosfos. We will learn the Gemara as Rashi learns the Gemara, but for one moment, we'll also quote Tosfos' opinion. Rashi explains the Gemara as the girsa my machris. Since it's impossible to give a simen, because we're talking about a case where there is no simen, and if the person's going to announce what was found, how will the person who lost the item be able to give a simen? Saying what was lost is not a valid simen. It's not going to mean anything, because the person who found it already announced what was lost. And there's no simen here. So how will the owner of the item be able to claim it? Tosfos doesn't have the girsa my machris, what kind of achrozah can we make here? Rather, Tosfos' girsa is a my machris. What was the purpose of making achrozah? Since the person who lost the item doesn't have any way of identifying it, what is the purpose of going through the achrozah purpose, the process? In other words, according to Rashi, my machris, what kind of announcement is made? According to Tosfos, the question is, what's the purpose in the announcement? Elolaf, it must be referring to situation, the ispa simen, that there is a simen in these kriches. Viktani, and yet we learned in the Mishnah, b'shus rabim, harei lo shaloi. The finder may keep it. Why? Alma, because since it was lost in the b'shus rabim, so it's a simen ha'asu lidoris, which the Gemara is, with the Mishnah is obviously holding, is not, lo yhav a simen, is not a valid simen. And therefore, to yofta the Rava, isn't this a refutation of Rava's opinion? The Rava holds that simen lo asli doris is a simen. Amlach Rava explains Rava, loyalam de ilas be simen. We will have to explain that our Mishnayis refer to the kriches that don't have a simen. Uda ka'amrit. So the question was, if it doesn't have a simen, b'shus ha'yochid my machros, what kind of achrozah will be made? Answers the Gemara, machros makom. The person who finds the item announces that he found something without identifying what it was. He found something in a certain location, and the owner can reclaim it by saying what exactly the item was that was lost. And as the Mefarshim explained, again, with Rashi's understanding, that the Gemara and the Havamina assumed that Mokoyim, just identifying the place where it was lost, is not a valid simon. The Gemara and the Maskana says that Mokoyim is a valid simon. For Rava says, Mokoyim lo yav simon. Identifying something by the place that where it was lost is not a valid simon. The Itmar, Mokoyim, is identifying the location a valid simon or not? Rav Amar, lo have a simon? For Rav Amar, have a simon. Toshma. So the Gemara quotes a braisa, which will raise difficulties both to Rabba and Rava's pshat. The braisa says, kriches b'shus rabim, if small sheaves were found in shus rabim, hareil shaloi, it belongs to the finder. B'shus ha'yochid, if they were found in shus ha'yochid, noit l'machris. You make an announcement is required to be made. Velumos, but if large sheaves are found, the halacha is whether they were found with Shusha Rabin or Bein Shusha Yochid, Noitel Machris. An announcement has to be made. Ask the Gemara, Rava Heich Mitaritzloi. Rava, how will we understand this? Brisa. Since the Gemara is assuming that even by large sheaves, the simonim are also simonim ha'osu lidores, so why large sheaves are announced are in Rishus HaRabim? If Rava holds that a simon osu lidores is not a valid simon, and Rava Echmetaritzle, Rava says that we're referring to a situation that they have no simon. And if they have no simon, then why is the halacha that alomos that were found in the Rishus HaRabim are announced? If they have no simon, then how can we do hachraza? So the Mefarshim point out, why is this obvious basis of the questions that the Gemara is asking, both on Rava and Rava, is why is the Braisa differentiating between small sheaves and large sheaves? So Mefarshim asked, that question is a valid question even without the opinions of Rab and Rava. Why does the Braisa only become difficult after we identify and learned the opinions of Rab and Rava? So Mefarshim explained, if we did not have the machloikis of Rab and Rava, as we just learned, we would say the following. Kriches, which are small, are not normally left in the Rishus HaRabim, because there's always a concern that they might get stolen. So it must be referring to a situation that they just fell. Nobody would deliberately leave them. And therefore, the makoim is not a simon. And therefore, to find them, I can keep it. Whereas the lumos, which are larger, people sometimes deliberately put them down when they want to rest, and they're not something they're not items that are easily stolen, and therefore the makam is a valid simon. But in Rishus HaYochid, even kriches, since it's Rishus HaYochid, people will deliberately put them down, and therefore the makam is a simon and it's an achroza. But now that we learned that makom may not be a valid simon, we have a problem how to understand the braisa. Says the Gemara, Rava mitaritz l'tamei b'simon. Rava explains the braisa that's referring to a situation where there's a simon. The Gemara will explain this in a moment. Rava mitaritz l'tamei b'makom where they can be identified by their location. And the Gemara explains, Rava mitaritz l'tamei b'simon. Rabbi refers to a situation that there are simonim here. Kriches, Rishus HaRabim. However, if the kriches were found in Rishus HaRabim, Harei L'Shaloi, they remain the finders, Mishum, the Midrasa. Since people trample on the kriches, it's a simon also l'dores, and according to him, that's not a valid simon. Rishus HaYochid, however, if they were found in Rishus HaYochid, Noit L'Machris, you make an achrozo, the light midrasa. Since many people don't walk there, the simonim will not be obliterated. Vulamos, however, when we're talking about large sheaves, ben b'shusayab and ben b'shusayachid, noit l'machris. Kivin the gvin, since they're tall, light midrasa, people don't trample upon them, and therefore they're always considered, the simon is always considered a valid simon. V'rava mataritz l'tamei, Rava, who holds that makoim is a valid simon, Rav Mataris L'Tamei, makoim, that makoim is considered, the location is a valid simon, even though simon osulidores is not a simon, he'll explain as follows. Krichet Rishus HaRabim Mareel Shaloi, if the krichet were found in Rishus HaRabim, the find them, I keep him, the mishtafah, since they were found in Rishus HaRabim, they get kicked around, so makoim is not a simon. Rishus HaRachid, however, chayv l'hachris, because since it's an area where not many people walk, they don't get kicked around, and therefore makom will be a valid simon. for lamois and the large sheaves, bemishus ram, bemishus ayachid, night lamakris, o achraz is always in place. Kim the Akiri, since they're heavy, leminshtavid, they don't get moved around, and makoim is a valid simon. Says Ramosha in the Dibris Moshe, based on this Gemara, we see that makoim, if we hold that makoim is a valid simon, it's not just to give a simon, the person can identify the general area where it was lost. It has to be specific place where he lost the item, because here also it just got moved around. So if the general vicinity is enough to be considered a makoim, so why is the fact that it's moved around make that it's no longer, the makoim is no longer a simon? The fact that our Gemara says that makoim is a simon because it wasn't moved around teaches us that makoim is only valid simon we could exactly identify the place where it was lost. Toshima. So Gemara wants to bring a raya to Rava's opinion that a simon ha'osu lidores is still considered a valid simon. We learned in our Mishnah kikra shonachtum, if somebody found a baker's loaves, so since they're all the same and they don't have a simen, harei elu shaloi. The halacha is defined and may keep it. Hashu balabayis. But let's say he found the kikros of a balabayis, then halacha would be that chayv lahakros. You would have to make an announcement. So Rashi and the Rishonim asked the obvious question. Our Gemara is asking a question based on a diuk. That our Mishnah says that only the kikros shonachtum may define or keep. The kikros shabalabayis, he has to return. Asks Rashi, why does the Gemara have to base its question on a diuk? The next Mishnah, Daf Chaf Hei, indicates explicitly that kikros shabalabayis you have to announce. So why is the Gemara relying on a diuk? So Rashi answers that since in the previous Gemara, the Gemara's question was based on a diuk, here too the Gemara remains with the same fashion, relying on a diuk. The Ramban asks that if the Gemara would have asked its question from the Sefer, we would have said that the Sefer is referring to the bread that was lost in Rosh Hashayachid. And since it was lost in Rosh Hashayachid, it's not a simon osuli dares. It's not trampled upon. But the Reisha, we explained, is referring both to Rosh Hashayachid and Rosh Hashayachid, and there, if it's a Rishus Rabbim, it's a Simon Osu Lidoris. Another teretz is, if we were only asking the question from the Sefer, we could explain that perhaps the Sefer is referring to a situation of Yiyush Shaloi Midas, that we said at the end of the previous year that we followed the opinion of Abaya, that Yiyush Shaloi Midas is not considered Yiyush, and that's why you have to be Machris. But our Mishnah, we already explained, is not referring to a situation of Yiyush Shaloi Midas, as we explained when we began learning the Machloikis of Abaye and Rava. And therefore, the question is, we can't use that explanation, and the question is, if it's a Simon Osir Lidores, why Chayv L'Hachris? Shabal Abayis Maitama, the Gemara points out, by Baal Abayis, why do we have to make an announcement? Kivin Dispa Simon, since not all of the loaves baked by an individual are the same, made the idea, so it's obvious whose loaves they are. The rift of the inishu. Everybody has his unique way of baking bread. Now, our Mishnah, as we just said, is referring to a situation of loy shnor rishus rabin v'loy shnor rishus yochid. It's referring both to something that was found rishus rabin rishus yochid, that the loch is noit l'machris. Isn't this a simon ha'osuledoris? Simon osuledoris, even though it's a simon osuledoris, it's still considered a valid simon. To you, after the rabba who holds a simon osuledoris is not a valid simon. Amalek Rava, in Spence is Rava, Hossam. The reason why by Kikrish Balabayas, even though a simon osuledoris is not considered a valid simon, Hainutama, Shindei Mavir Ma'oichlam. Now here we have a machloikus. We show him how to learn the Gemara. Rashi and Tosfos learn the Gemara as follows. Since bread cannot and should be not should not be left on the floor. Whoever passes by the bread picks it up, and therefore the siman doesn't get obliterated. The Meiri explains that it's not that people necessarily pick up the bread, but people don't step on the bread. And since people don't step on the bread, therefore, the siman will remain intact. It's interesting to note that even though this halacha of Eim Avir Meloichlim, that one should not trample bread, is an obvious din, yet we don't find that Shulchan Aruch should quote this din of Eim Avir Meloichlim. It's only brought down in some of the Paiskim, but the Shulchan Aruch doesn't bring down this din. And the question is why? So perhaps the answer to this question is based on a psak of Rabbi Yoshev. Rabbi Yoshev says that the din of Eim Avir Meloichlim only is applicable if the bread would be picked up and eaten. But if we're talking about bread, that nobody's going to eat food that's left on the floor, then the din of Eim Avir Meloichlim doesn't apply. And therefore, since already in the time of Shulchan Aruch, typically people would not eat bread that was found on the floor, there is no din. The Shulchan Aruch doesn't quote the din of Eim Avir Meloichlim. However, the Paiskim do point out that even if we won't eat the bread that's found on the floor, the right thing to do is if somebody sees bread, and according to most Paiskim, any food on the floor, he doesn't necessarily have to pick it up because he won't eat it anyway, but he should push it at least to the side. In fact, this psak that we're discussing now has interesting ramification. Because let's say one were to find a piece of bread on the floor in the street on Pesach. So in the times of Chazal, where bread that was found on the floor might be eaten, one on Pesach, even though perhaps normally there's a din of Eim Avir Meloichlim, should not pick up that bread, because by picking up the bread you're being kind of the bread, and we're not allowed to own bread obviously on Pesach. But nowadays, when nobody's going to anyway eat the bread on the floor, so even if somebody picks up that bread that he found on Pesach, it's not a kinyan that he wants to take ownership, because he has no purpose in taking ownership of this bread. He certainly won't eat it. Then nowadays, Pesach, even if you find bread on the floor, you could pick it up to push to the side. In the times of Chazal, you would not be allowed to. So that's why the siman remains intact. Ask the Gemara, Vika Nachrim, but aren't there goyim who will step on the bread? And since there are goyim that step on the bread, so again the siman is obliterated. Answers the Gemara, Nachri chai shel kshafim. Nachrim are concerned that bread that was left in the street, there's some sort of kishif attached to this bread, and they avoid this bread. Ask Taisus on the Rishonim. We're obviously referring to a situation of ear sheruba Yisrael. For as we will mitzvashem learn, if it's an ear sheruba Nachrim, then all of the dinim, anything that's found, may be kept. So what's the difference if there are Nachrim? The Nachrim are a miut. So some Rishonim explain as follows. Since we have a miut of Nachrim, coupled with the fact that not every Jew is unfortunately as scrupulous with following the halacha as he ought to be, so there are Jews that are also going to step on the bread. So the Gemara's question was, we combine the miut Nachrim with the Jews who aren't careful with halacha, and again we should have here a siman that's going to be obliterated. That's one way of explaining. Another way, as the Nefesh Chai explains the Rishonim, yes, the rov of the city are Jews who fulfill the concept of Eim Avir Meloichlim. But there is a population of Nachrim that do step on the bread. Even though they're the miut, an interesting concept, he says, a miut that does an action, stepping on the bread, versus a rov that's not doing anything, they're just avoiding the bread, the miut overcomes the roiv. And that's what the Gemara's question is. Yes, the goyim may be a miut, but they're actually stepping on the bread, and they're obliterating the siman. So how can we rely on the siman? So the Gemara says, Nochem chai shilik shofim, and they won't step on the bread. Ask the Gemara, that we could say about the Nochrim. What about Behem of a Klobim? What about the animals? And says the Gemara, we're referring to a situation, Ba'asra deloy shliach Behem of a Klobim. There are no dogs and animals wandering in the street, and therefore they won't step on it. There's no issue of simon osu ledoros. So the Gemara wants to suggest that perhaps the machloikis of Rabbi and Rava is actually a machloikis tanor. We said in our Mishnah, Rabbi Yehuda Omer, called davashesh beshinui, anything that has something unusual about it, chayv lahachros. Hachros is an order. Ketzat. And he gave the following illustration. Matz eagle on betoich cheres. If you found a cake of figs and there was a piece of cheres in them, kikar or betoich matz, or if a loaf of bread was found with money in it. Mechlal, obviously the Tanakama, who argues on Rabbi Yehuda, holds that Reil Shaloi. There is no need to make achroz. The finder may keep it. Savruah. So the Bnei Yeshiva assume that how do we understand the machloikis of the Tanakam Rabbi Yehuda? That they hold, that everybody holds, simen haba me'elav hava simen. Which means as follows. Obviously, finding a piece of shard in a cake, in a fig cake, or coin in a loaf, is unusual. But there's two ways that this might have happened. It might have happened by itself, and then the owner certainly would not know of the existence of these items and therefore would not be a valid simon. But or it happened intentional. The Gemara at this point is assuming that both the Tanakam and Rabbi Yehuda agree that when we find, so if it happened be'elov, if it happened accidentally, it's not a simon. Here everybody's assuming that this happened intentionally, and therefore, it should be treated as a simon. Furthermore, everybody agrees that you could leave food on the street. My laugh. And therefore, how will we explain the machloikis of the Tanakam Rabbi Yehuda? The machloikis will be regarding simon osli daris kamiflegi. The masover, the Tanakam holds loy have a simon, and therefore, since people, even though this is a valid simon, but since people will trample on this food and obliterate the simon is not a valid simon, and that's why the finder may keep it. Or Masover, Rabbi Yehuda holds, have a simon, that even though it's a simon or osuli dores, it's still considered a valid simon. So as Mefarshim explained, if that's how we're going to explain the machloikis of Yehuda Rabbanan, which is the exact same machloikis of Rabbi and Rava, if simon osli dores is a valid simon or not. So the question is, do we need Rabbi and Rava to quote, to repeat a machloikis tanoim? Says the Gemara, Amr Zvid Mishmei de Rava, Isak Daitich, the Kavasam Tanakama. If we're going to say that the Tanakama holds the simon osli doris lo have a simon, the simon that will be obliterated is not a valid simon. Furthermore, or mavina lo eichlim, that one may step on food that's left under Rishus Rabbim. And as the Rishonim, as the Meloy Aroyim points out here, even though when we spoke before about Mavir Malachim means that not only don't you step on the food, you have to pick it up. Here Mavir Malachim must mean that you actually step on the food. Because if you have to move, if you just have to step over it, then the simon will remain in place. So if we're going to say that everybody agrees that that the Tanakhama holds that you're allowed to step on the food, and simon osla doris is not a simon, then the question is, kikrus shabalabayis b'shus rabim, we learned that the kikrus of the balabayis, you make an announcement. But if you're allowed to step on the kikrus, then the simon is gone. So why do you make an announcement? El amar ozid mishmei de rava, the way to understand the machloikis between the Tanakam Rabbi Yehuda is that kol amasavrei simon osla doris have a simon. Even though the simon will be obliterated, it's still considered a valid simon. Furthermore, They both agree that you're allowed to step on the food. The machlokes here is the significance of a simen that might have come about on its own. The Tanakama suffer. We don't know if this simen was intentionally put there, the cheres, the coins, and therefore we have to say that simen haboma elof, since we don't know the status of the simen, did it come intentionally or unintentionally? Lo have a simen. Yehuda suffer. Yehuda on the other point, on the other hand, holds have a simen. We treat it like a valid simen. Rava amalach. Rava gives a different way. Could this explanation was based on everybody agreeing that simen osiludores is considered a simen, which is actually Rava's opinion. Rava wants to give an explanation which is consistent with his opinion that simen osiludores lo have a simen, and therefore he explains the Mishnah in the following way. Kol Alma, everybody agrees that simen osiludores lo have a simen. A simen that's going to be obliterated is not a simen. Furthermore, the emavir maloichlam, people may not trample food. For hocha, and the machlokes here again is the simen habar me'elof miflegi, is this considered a valid enough simen? Tanakama sover that since this simen might not have been placed there deliberately, we don't know. Lo have a simen. Rabbi Yehuda sover, and Rabbi Yehuda holds have a simen that's considered a valid simen. Ikad Amri. Now the Gemara gives a different version of this discussion. According to this version, that the Gemara is going to attempt to teach us that there's a machloikis regarding the shaila of mavir mal oichlam or not. Ikad Amri Savrua, that everybody holds, the Tanakam Rabbi Yehuda both agree that simen abame elav have a simen. If there's a question the simen was placed there intentionally or not, we have to consider it a valid simen. Furthermore, the simen osiludores, everybody will agree that simen that's going to be trampled, lo have a simen, is not a valid simen. My love. And what is the machloikis? They're arguing if people step on food. The Masover, the Tanakama holds, mavirin, that people step on food, and therefore the simen will be obliterated. Or Masover, Emavirim, you're not allowed to step on the food, and therefore the simen will not be obliterated. Says the Gemara, Amar Zud Mishmei de Rava, Isal Chedatech, if you're going to say that Seva Tanakama, that the Tanakama holds, that simen ha'osiludaris lo have a simen, that a simen that will be trampled on is not considered a valid simen, and furthermore, he holds Mavirim aloichlim, that you're allowed to step on food, so then we have a question. Kikrish balbayis pshus rabim. If it's the balbayis loaves, are my machris? It's a simen osuli dores. People step on the food, and you won't have a simen. El amar zvid mishmei durava. The kol amar savri. The way we have to explain, everybody holds that simen osuli dores is considered a valid simen. Furthermore, everybody holds mavirim ala oichlin. V'acha. As we said before, the machloikis is b'simen habar me'elof kamifgi, if the simen might have been put there unintentionally. Tanakam sover simen habar me'elof. Lo have a simen? Yehuda sover have a simen. Rav amalach, and then the Gemara gives Rav amalach. Then the Gemara gives an explanation that's consistent with Rav's opinion. He says the kulam a simen osil doris lo have a simen. If it's a simen that's going to be obliterated, it's not considered a valid simen. Furthermore, everybody agrees ve'ema avir mal oichlim, we may not step on food. V'hochav a simen abar me'elof kamifgi, again the same shaila. Tanakama sover simen abar me'elof, where there's a concern that the simen might not have been put there intentionally, lo have a simen, it's not considered a valid simen. Rabbi Yehuda sover, Rabbi Yehuda is of the opinion have a simen that's considered a valid simen. Amar Rav Zvid Mishmei Durava Klala Davedisa. The rule for Aveda is Kim the Amar. Once the person said Vaila L'chsar and Kiss, once a person makes such an announcement, Miyash Lamino, we know that the individual was Miyash, and the finder may keep it. And as the Rishonim point out, we're obviously referring here to an item that has a siman. And therefore, since the item had a siman, we don't have automatic yush as soon as the owner becomes aware that he lost the item. It's only when he makes this announcement do we say that yush is here. Furthermore, do we try to point out that even though here we're learning that yush alone makes it become the property of the finder, in Masechta Bava Kamma we learned many times that if somebody stole an item, we need both yush and shini rishus. Why over there are yush and shini rishus required, and here yush alone is enough? Explain the Rishonim, because here the finder did not do anything wrong, and therefore as soon as we have yush, he may keep it. There, where we're referring to a situation of gzela, yush and shini rishus are required. V'amrav zvid mishmei derava hilchasa. The halacha is krichas b'shus rabim. If krichas were found in b'shus rabim, small sheaves, harei l'shaloi, the finder may keep it. B'shus hayachid, if they were found b'shus hayachid, so the halacha is as follows: iderach nefila, if they were found in a way that it shows that they just fell, harei l'shaloi, again the finder may keep it. Iderach hanocha, but if it's obvious that they were deliberately placed there, the halacha is noitel machris. These halachas apply when we're referring to an item that doesn't have a siman. Av b'davish she'esh b'siman, if it has a siman, lo yishna b'shus hayachid rabim, v'lo yishna b'shus hayachid, whether it's b'shus rabim b'shus hayachid, bein derech nefil bein derech anocha, whether the item fell, whether the item was put there deliberately, chayv l'hachris, you have to make an announcement. This opinion obviously follows Rava's opinion that we began to share with today, that a siman ha'osu lidores is still considered a siman, and therefore even though it was found in Rosh Hashanah Rabbim, krichos with a siman hachroz is required. We learned in the Mishnah that if somebody found machroizes shaldogim, a string of fish, the finder may keep them. Amai, ask the Gemara, Lehevi Kesha Simon, why is the knot that the string is connecting the fish with not considered a valid Simon? Ask the Rishonim, didn't we just learn earlier by Shtaris that if there's a pile, a bundle of Shtaris tied together, the Gemara wanted a question if Kesher is a Simon or not? And we said that the Kesher is not a valid Simon. And here we're saying that the kesher should be a siman. So the Ritva explains that the question is exactly the same question. Just like over there we wanted to prove that a kesher is not a valid siman, here too we should again have a raya that a kesher is not a valid siman. The Arishayim, the one to distinguish between the different types of simanim. Says the Gemara, the reason we can't rely on the kesher as a siman, because the knot was a kit with a tzaydi, a standard fisherman's knot. The kulam ahachim katri, there's nothing unique about this kesher that it should be considered a valid siman. Ask the Gemara for a heavy minion siman. So why can't we rely on the minion being a siman? Answers the Gemara. Again, b'minyan d'shavim, it's considered with using a standard number where it can't be a valid siman. Ask the Shita, why didn't the Gemara ask both questions together? That let the kesher and the minyan be a siman. So the answer is the Shita, because the Gemara is trying to teach us a halacha. In a situation where we have the kesher as a siman, and we have the minyan as a siman, which is considered the stronger siman, the kesher or the minyan? Says the Gemara, teaches us the Gemara that the kesher is considered a stronger siman than the minyan. Ask the Gemara, boy minay meref sheshes, minyan have a siman or I have a siman? Is minyan considered a valid siman or not? Amar ref sheshes tenisua matzakli kasef, if somebody found silver vessels or kli nechashes copper vessels nakdurain gastrin shalaver, pieces of lead, the kokli kles mattress or any metal vessels, harezer lo yachzer, he doesn't have to return them, actually eaten ice, until the person who lost it gives a simen, or actually chav mishkel oisov, until he could say their weight. Umid the mishkel sav simen, says the Gemara, since weight is considered a valid simen, mid or minyan, dimensions or a minyan, are considered certainly a simen. But the Rishonim point out that even though our Gemara is learning the Mida and Minyan are more of a simen, the Mishkol, that's in a situation where things have pretty much a standard weight, or things that are usually weighed. But let's say I use weight as a simen on something that's not normally weighed. That means if I lost a garment, and the way I was able to identify that this is my garment by saying how much the garment weighs. Now, people normally don't weigh their garments. Clearly, that will be a raya, that will be a fantastic simen. Says the Gemara, v'chaticha shabasar, we spoke about pieces of meat belonging to the person who found it. Ask the Gemara, my, lava mishkla simen, why can't the owner identify that this was his meat by the weight of the meat? Answers the Gemara, b'mishkala t'shavin. It's referring to a standard weight, that everybody cuts pieces at a standard weight, a pound or 2 pounds. Ask the Gemara, for to have a chaticha gufa simen, why, or the dafka d'atma, why can't the owner identify that this is his meat by identifying from where the meat came? It's neck meat, it's thigh meat. Answers the Gemara, and continues the Gemara asking the question, Miloi Tanya, then we learn in a braisa, Matzah chatichas dogim, somebody found pieces of fish, for dagna shuach, or a piece of fish that was bitten into, chayv lahachris, hachroz is required. Chavya shalyayin, if you found barrels of wine, vishal shemina of oil, vishal tfuah of grain, vishal groigers, vishal zaysim, harei shoy. So we see that identifying the piece of fish is a simen, why not identifying the piece of meat also should be considered a valid simen? Answers the Gemara, hachamai skinen, b'de'ike simana b'paska. Where is the braisa referring to? Where it's cut in an unusual shape. Kiha derab barafuna, mechatech le'atlosa karnasa. He would cut the meat into triangles, that it should have a unique shape, as we have the shape in the Rashi here. And like that, he would avoid the problem of basar shenis alim mina'ayin, because it was cut in this unique shape. Dekanami, the Tanya dumya dag nishuach. The braisa speaks about not a regular piece of fish, it speaks about a piece of fish that was bitten into. Since it was bitten into, its unique shape, shmamina, that then, that is the only valid simen. But just identifying the meat by saying it's from where the meat came from, that is not enough of a simen. Amamar, chavishal yayin, vishal shem, vishal tfu, vishal groigris, vishal zaysim, harei lo shaloi. To find them, I keep it. But tonight, ask them, we learned in the Mishnah, kad yayin v'kad shemen, chayiv lahachris. Answers the Gemara, omer av zera, omer rav, masnisen v'roshim. The Mishnah that says that you have to make achraza is referring to a situation where the barrels were resealed. And since the barrel were resealed, that's why it's considered a valid simen. So the Machlokes Rashi and Tosfos, how to understand the Gemara's teretz. Rashi explains that at a certain time of the year, not everybody resealed their barrels. So the person who resealed the barrel, it's considered a valid simen. Tosfos explains that not everybody resealed the barrel in the same way. And therefore, by being able to identify how you resealed your barrel, that's a valid simen. Bechlal, obviously, that the braisa that says that the finder may keep it, is referring the braisa of pesuach, when the barrel wasn't resealed. Ask the Gemara, ibe pesuach, if somebody left his barrel open, aveda midasu. It's certainly a situation where the person left it that way, he exposed that he doesn't care about it. So, of course, the finder may keep it. Amrav Oishia, b'matzif. It's referring to a situation, but where he covered it, but he didn't reseal it. So therefore, it can't be considered completely abandoned because it was covered, but we don't have a simen because it wasn't sealed. Abaye amar, afil tam idvi idi baroshim. We could say that both the Mishnah and Braisa refer to a situation where the barrels were resealed. V'loy kasha. Kan koydim sheniftachu ha'itzris. This, the Mishnah is referring to the time of the year before the warehouses are open. At that time, people don't typically reseal the barrels, and therefore, roshim, sealing, resealing is a simen. Kan achas sheniftachu ha'itzris, everybody reseals the barrels, and therefore it can't be a simen. Kyodar of Yaakov or Abba, Ashka chavita de chamra, he found a barrel of wine, la'acha shniftach ha'itzris, after the time of the year where the storehouses were opened, osl kameh d'abaya, omlai zil shkola nafshach, you may keep it for yourself. Ask the Gemara, b'amine rabibim rab nachman, makam have a simen, is the place where an object was lost considered a valid simen, or lo have a simen? Omlai, so he answered, t'nesua, didn't we learn this in the Braisa? Define them, may keep it. If we're going to say that makom is considered a valid simen, liquor is makom, so why shouldn't we rely on the makom to be the simen? Where, as we learned according to Rashi at the beginning of this year, let the finder announce the place where he found something, and the owner will come and say what he lost in that place. Amrav Zvid, answer Zvid, Hacham Askinen, what are we referring to here? Barak Sidanara, containers that were found on the riverbank. Since it's common to have containers there, there everybody will agree that Mokoyim is not a simon. Amrav Mary, my Tama Amrav Bonin, Rak Sidanara will have a simon. Why indeed is the halacha that something was found on the riverbank, it's not considered a valid simon? The Marinen, because we say kehechid is ramli didach, just like you left your goods on the riverbank, it's ramli namel chavruch. Somebody else left it there. It's a common place where people should leave their items, and therefore that makom is not a valid simen. Ikad amri, others say amra mari, my tama amra bonan makom lo yav simen. Why did Chazal say that makom is not considered a valid simen? Because the Aminalei Ka'echad Esram L'Dachai Mokum, just like this location was convenient to you, Esram Namal Chayek Mokum, for your friend it was also a valid place. So even if he identifies the precise location where the containers were placed, it would not be considered a valid simon. However, explains Rashi, according to the first version, if the person who lost the item was able to specify the exact location along the riverbank where he left his goods, then he would be able to keep it. Hahu Gavra, the Shkach Kufra. There was somebody who found pitch, tar, bei mitzart in a wine press. Osl kamei derav, amle zil shkola nafshech. You could keep it for yourself. It's unidentifiable. Chazi to come chasis. So he saw that the man was hesitating. I'm so sure that I'm saying this right, you could give a portion of it to my son Chia. And as Mefarshim say, if he wanted to make this point, why didn't he say that he himself could take a portion of it? So Mefarshim explained that would be very mechur. It would be inappropriate that somebody who paskins a shaila should take part of what he paskined about. So therefore, even though he wanted to make his point, he certainly wouldn't have taken a part, but he said, give a part to my son. Laimikus of a Rav. Does Rav hold, do we see, that Makom will have a simon? That Makom is not a simon, and therefore, even if the owner came and identified that he left it in a place, it wouldn't be considered a valid simon. Amar Rav Abba, b'shem yish balad Nogaba. That there it had nothing to do with the issue of makom. Davakatcha bechilfi. Rav saw the weeds had grown upon it. Once he saw the weeds grew upon these on this tar, it was obvious that the pitch, that the tar was the owner certainly abandoned it, and that's why he allowed the finder to keep it. But it could well be the Rav agrees the makom is a siman. So asked the Mefarshim, so why didn't the owner of the place where the tar was found take ownership because of a kinyan chatzar? So Rishonim give two terutzim. One teretz says that it was a makom she'ena mishtamer, it wasn't a guarded place, and as we learned kinyan chatzar is not valid in a makom she'ena mishtamer. Another pshat is that a kinyan chatzar is only valid if at the moment it's put into the chatzar there's a kinyan. Here the kinyan couldn't have happened immediately. It only happened later after the owner was miyash, after the owner abandoned it. If you don't have kinyan chatzar at the first moment, you can't have kinyan chatzar take effect later on.